This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He's a proud person. Would I invite him? I would certainly invite him. Whether or not he could come psychologically, I think that's a tough thing for him to do.
Possible Hurricane Ann, Donald Trump, and the G7, and what was said to the Russians, which you just heard there. Couldn't be more controversial. And, of course, there were a lot of reaction as we start here. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Des Moines, Iowa. Beautiful people, beautiful scenery. I've never seen so much green other than Ireland. But back to at hand, the G7, you had Chuck Schumer, of course, Senate Minority Leader, the thorn in the president's side, who said it's appalling that President Donald Trump would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to the next G7 meeting because it'll be held in the United States in 2020. He went on further to say that when you look at what's coming next and you look down the road, and of course many Democrats pounced on this, he said it's appalling for a couple of different reasons. You know, we take on the responsibility of organizing and hosting the U.S., that is, the next summit. He says this: it's not right to have Russia back and continue to forcibly occupy Crimea. It interferes with elections and initiates a new arms race, and the New York Democrat was having none of it. As for the president himself, he was feeling pretty good about inviting Putin and Russia back to the table and feeling pretty good about what happened at the summit, thinking that it was a massive success overall, and saying that even there's a possibility of conversations with Rouhani if you talk about Iran. So, wow. Two different versions, not a surprise of what it means, the fate of the United States because of a summit. The president talked about Kim Jong-un, talked about no nukes, they weren't nuking up, talked about what overall it looked like, the view from his point of view of the United States, of course, being the powerhouse, and so many others falling back into the G7 of fold, except for that the president skipped the climate portion of the summit. I don't think this is a surprise. He said there was, however, a scheduling conflict, and there was some argument there as to was it convenient to slip out because he's not supporting that, or was it really a matter of scheduling? Doesn't matter. He had plenty to say about some of the other subjects I mentioned and infuriated a few people with his comments and delighted a few others. Like I said, what's new in the United States of America? There are two different points of view. They're very much as politics like sports in this country. So you pick your side. And I say on this show, it's about common sense. And what does it mean to you and me? What happens at the G7 summit? You know, the G7 summit, rather. And what happens is, we care about what's going on with China. We care about what's happening with the monetary situation for a global economy. Because, like it or not, we can say that we don't care what happens to the currency in other worlds off our shores, but guys, you really do care. It affects your 401ks, your grandchildren's future. You have to think globally when it comes to finance, whatever it is that we're doing. And listen, this is one thing that Trump realizes, because he does not want the R word attached to his presidency. He does not want to be considered a president that was attached to a tanked economy. And he said, you know, a couple of things, like I mentioned, as far as Rouhani is concerned and Iran, because we see it's the same problem, whether they're nuking up or not. And he said, I have a very good feeling about having conversations with him. I think that we can that we can have conversations. Well, and of course, anytime you can have any kind of a conversation, listen, you cannot completely, to me, ignore Iran. He confirmed he's going to meet him under the right circumstances to end the confrontation over a 2015 nuclear deal. And they're already talking, the talks are underway, of how they could open those lines to keep Iran's economy afloat. Speaking at the G7 summit in France, he ruled out lifting economic sanctions, thank goodness, to compensate for losses suffered by Iran. But he did say it was realistic to envision a meeting between him and President Hassan Rouhani in coming weeks, saying that it's a country of tremendous potential. French President Macron, host of the G7 summit, at the same news conference said that Rouhani told him he would be open to meeting Trump. Macron said he hoped a summit between the two could happen in the coming weeks. So he was really the broker for that. So how about it? Because constantly you hear, well, what is France thinking? What are they thinking about the United States? Well, obviously trying to think that pulling them together is a much better thing, because European leaders, and this is where how I'm starting the show, because why do you care about a global economy? European leaders have struggled to calm the confrontation between Tehran and Washington since Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal and reimposed those sanctions on Iran. So once the foot was down once again, then Iran could feel that economic pinch. And of course, Iranians not happy with the fact that they have lost a lot of money thanks to the sanctions. All right, for something completely different, because you know I never throw curveballs at you right from the start, but when you hear hurricane, what do you think? Where is it? So now what they're saying, I was just looking at the latest forecast, and here I am in Des Moines, they're talking about tropical storm warnings for a couple of the Caribbean islands because it's picking up strength. And this is, we know what happens with potential hurricanes. A warning that hurricane conditions are possible in the northern Windward Islands. We see lots of problems there. It could hit the southern part of Puerto Rico as a Cat 1. And Dorian has about maximum wind speeds of 60 miles an hour. Why do you care? Because you're watching to see if this possibly turns anything into anything and barrels toward the United States. You know, you look at the satellite imaging, you listen to what the reports are, and so far, knock on anything around you, I'm knocking on a box, that doesn't happen. In Barbados, they're closing schools, the government offices, they're telling people to be indoors because they see what's happening. And that's an island that a lot of people visit from the United States. It's an island of 285,000 people. They've seen what's happened around them and they know to take cover. And by the way, this is affecting people on cruises, because cruise lines sailing out of Port Canaveral, Florida, started rerouting their ships from the eastern to the western Caribbean because they need to avoid the storm. Would you want to be on a ship and have Dorian coming anywhere near you? No. It's sustained winds. That's the thing to watch. St. Lucia in the sights on Tuesday morning. There, they're doing the same thing, telling people to hunker down because they have no idea how strong Dorian will be when it hits. And you look at the path of this sucker, and it is pretty scary. Hopefully, again, it dissipates. And this isn't anything that veers toward Florida. Our friends in Florida, many of you listening to us in the great state of Florida, relatives in Tampa, I have relatives on both sides of the coast, they know to pay attention to what's happening, because even if it looks like it's not going to turn into anything, you know darn well it can. And the tropical storm can certainly bring a lot of rain as well. All right, hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. Coming up on the flip side, we're hitting the mailbag.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
2, 3. Ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, that day.
Boy, it looks ugly no matter what model you're looking at. Remember, we've discovered that when you look at hurricanes, there's a couple of different ways to look at the computer models. Forecasters use something called the American GFS and the European ECMWF. That sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? But what's interesting is both are trending with intensity since Monday. So the National Hurricane Center has followed in that same swath or path, if you will. They were forecasting 35 mile an hour off the Florida coast Saturday night and Sunday morning. Now they're increasing it. So the Florida Peninsula, they're saying, beware of the forecast, get your supplies. How crazy is that? Think about it. Holiday weekend, people are like, woohoo! We're going down to Miami. We're going to party. We're going to get out on the boats down there. Maybe not, my friends. Really, really watch to see what's happening with this, because Dorian, unfortunately, is gaining some strength. We know that lots of things can happen. With rugged terrain, it could weaken, but then it can re-strengthen, and that's the key. Warm water is a killer. On the east side of the Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas, I've been looking at this stuff. Poof. it starts to jump up. And that's, again, where it gets dicey, and you have to be careful about that. So, Kate Delaney, once again, thanks for listening to the show. In Puerto Rico, they are still really recovering from Hurricane Maria. I was all over Des Moines traipsing around, as I mentioned, and this was part of the conversation. Every tube, every place I was, including the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Remember that was a line from a song? Everything was tuned to Dorian. What's going to happen with Dorian? Heavy rain, mudslides, power outages. And they're saying 30,000 homes might have to have, you know, they still have blue tarps on them, and that would just destroy some of them. So the governor, Wanda Vasquez, declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. She's the new person in office after the former governor resigned in late July. There was a lot of pressure there. There was a scandal with these leaked text messages between him and his buddies. But regardless, he's not the dude. He's not the one to look at. She just did it. She's been in office. This is what's going on. And that's what you do. So what's the impact going to be on Puerto Rico? It could be really the nastiest of them all. It's centered about 275 miles southeast off of Ponce, Puerto Rico. So it's directly over the island of St. Lucia. And interestingly enough, somebody I talked to today had just come back from St. Lucia and said they were glad that it was just a week ago. But it's not looking good, my friends. We could be talking about some real destruction. I hope not. I hope there's a turn. And I certainly don't want to see it go over Puerto Rico, barrel down on Florida on a holiday weekend. But if I lived in any of these spots where I was watching Dorian, listen, be safe instead of sorry. Be safe instead of sorry. I get that people get hurricane weary, but it makes no sense to me, because why take the chance if you have to, you know, pull a few things away or come back? Who cares versus dealing with what we've seen people deal with when they didn't think the hurricane was really going to be that bad. All right, it's also about chicken, because I say this show is about what people are talking about. So if we're not talking about what's happening with China and the stock market and what's emanating out of Washington, and we're not talking about this hurricane, people are clucking, so to speak, about the chicken wars. In fact, we're not going to kill any of these chickens, by the way. They have not been harmed that are in the studio. They've not been harmed, I promise you. when my hubs picked me up from the airport, the first thing he said to me, not, hey, how was your trip? How'd it go? What's happening with the show? What's going on the stage? No, none of those questions. How was the flight? Did you know that Popeyes has beaten Chick-fil-A? They're crushing Chick-fil-A. That's what he said. That's what WFAA says. They win. They won in their poll. So it is about this Popeyes new chicken sandwiches. Good for them that they started this sort of dust-up thing and this interesting war over who's got the better chicken sandwich. So the demand for their new sandwich in the first few weeks is like exploded. I mean, they have sent out statements. Oh, we're just, it's crazy, the demand. We're selling through our inventory. They tweeted out, they wrote, y'all, we love that you love the sandwich. Unfortunately, we're sold out for now. And they didn't win the poll, because the USA Today had a poll. They didn't win it, but they came pretty close. Wonder how Chick-fil-A feels. Isn't this funny? We need a distraction, and it's food, right? It's always food. So instead of talking about burgers or cola or something else, this time it becomes chicken. Yeah, chicken, of all things. All right, I might not participate in the chicken wars, although I'm a chicken eater. I like chicken. I was checking out something else. I was thinking about this, what was happening over the weekend. And there's lots of conversation about Star Wars. And, of course, Star Wars, people geek out on Star Wars all the time, whether there's a Comic-Con or there's something else going on with a movie festival or, you know, whatever. And I mentioned that Disney was making a ton of money. They were the ones that they're the movie house that's doing so well when everybody else is crashing and the box office are barely breaking even. And it's, let's face it, what is it? It's a franchise that was created by George Lucas, started in 1977, and it became this pop culture phenomenon. It's very safe to say that it is, it's a phenomenon. So much so that, I mean, people can't get enough of Star Wars. Younger, older, in between, kids. I mean, that's what's happened. So it's not just, oh yeah, if you're 40 and older. No. I mean, everybody gets the Star Wars thing. They do. And that's why Star Wars is capitalizing, the franchise is capitalizing on that, because the interest is so high. Why wouldn't you go beyond the gates of Disney and open the Star Wars park? Of course you would do that. Of course you would open your own galaxy at Disney, but you have your own galaxy. And that's exactly what's happening. Star Wars opening in Orlando, and it's expected to be an incredible hit. And I have to tell you, I have to be honest. I looked at, because now there's some video that's been released of it and stuff, and I looked at the attractions. It's just impressive. I have to say it. I think it's like they just plop you in there, and you feel like you're in the middle of Star Wars. It's 14 acres, and it's at Disney Hollywood Studios. It's pretty dang amazing. I mean, seriously, it's like you are on a galaxy far, far away. Stormtroopers and just all kinds of things to do. Millennium Falcon, you can ride it. It's an experience. People want experiences, right? We want experiences, and so they're meeting that demand. And not everything's open at this point. The Millennium Falcon is. Smuggler's Run is also open. But the excitement is so overwhelming, they're opening it up. Then there's the Rise of the Resistance. Well, you get it. You might not even know anything about Star Wars. But the imaginations of so many of us, no matter what age, are all over the map on Star Wars, and I would be very curious to go behind the scenes and check it out. So we may have to do that. We might have to check out Star Wars. And just imagine where they can go with this. I think they'll keep building things out. I mean, the Stormtroopers, of course, huge. The lightsabers, I mean, that's a natural, right? Think of the other kinds of things that would be available. R2-D2, my favorite. Hitting the mailbag next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Deadly Hurricane Dorian causing catastrophic damage. At least 5 people killed in the Bahamas when the storm hits as a Cat 5. Now it weakens slightly and heads toward the U.S. The outer bands hitting Florida right now with wind and waves picking up. Other areas, the Georgia coast, the Carolinas, and Virginia could see lots and lots of rain. 3 million people ordered to evacuate coastal areas.
I would not take any chances with this one.
The governor of Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp, ordering a mandatory evacuation in 6 coastal counties.
Brian, Chatham, Camden, Glenn, Liberty, and McIntosh County starting at noon today. It also threatens to bring a very dangerous storm surge of 3 to 6 feet.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sending me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Bam, jump on it. Click on contact and you're in. Whatever you want to jaw about, that's the best way to hit up this show. I'm always amazed by the amount of email we get, seriously. I think so many of you listen to the show live and then others listen to it after the fact through the miracle of podcasting. And meaning you can download the show at another time if you're on vacation or whatever. So we appreciate that. And of course, there's always the old-fashioned way of diving on the digits too. 855-266-5283. I got to remind you of that. Coming up, we'll be hitting those digits for our brand new contest. Nail the Score will roll out sooner rather than later because the NFL season is starting. You could hate football, but you like to win things. And you just like to participate. So I'll pick a game of the week. You tell me what you think the final score is going to be. And if you're right, ding, 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 you are a winner. And it can be any guess. And you just pick one of the 2 teams that are playing each other for my game of the week. And that will be on our, it'll be on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, right? Tuesday into Wednesday show. Everything changes in the NFL because of injury reports and all that kind of stuff. And now them dragging things out a little bit longer. All right, this one is from Sean. And Sean says, Katie, did you see that that pilot died, who was the pilot of the United Flight 232 after that crash in Iowa? I thought about you because I heard you mention you were in Des Moines, Iowa, and I'm sure they were talking about it there. I only think of it because I saw little snippets of it on something I was watching, and man, that was a terrible crash at the Sioux City, Iowa airport. I think you were in Des Moines. Yeah, I totally remember that crash. I was, where was I? I was in some newsroom. I was in a newsroom when that happened, and I want to say in Albuquerque, and 112 people died, but 184 lived. And the pilot's name was Al Haynes, and they tried to just, they tried to make it not as bad of a catastrophe. What happened is the number two engine, I remember this, the tail of the United Airlines flight exploded, and the shrapnel sliced the hydraulic lines, and that's how you have flight control. So his crew found a crude mechanism to keep the plane aloft, basically, by thrusting, alternating thrust to both engines. And they kept it that way for 40 minutes. He worked with air traffic controllers to find a place to put the plane down. They eventually decided on Sioux City's Gateway Airport. It crashed and exploded. And like I said, 112 people died, but 184 lived. It would have been worse if they hadn't done what they did. So Haynes did die in Seattle at the age of 87, but it really haunted him, the people who died in the plane, the 112, because look, the pilots want everybody on the manifest to live, and he still, I mean, they still did an incredible job, and he didn't want to be called a hero, and the people kept calling him a hero, so he wasn't crazy about that tag, but he did save a lot of people that day. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. And you know what? He had part of that military background from what I remember. He was, I want to say he was a flight instructor. He's in the Marines, that kind of thing. So interesting that you came across that. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Frank. Do you hear about this crazy story of the naked man wanted for murder? The fact that they finally caught up with him? Yes, it was a crazy story. He, an 18-year-old, he ran at a reporter at the scene. He was maced by a cop, choked by a church caretaker, and he was naked the whole time. And there was a video of it. He was just seen running at the officer, and they eventually maced him. And, it's just, the whole thing was just crazy. Matthew Bernard, 18 years old. And I just saw the video maybe this afternoon. But it's no joke, of course. Earlier in the day, they were telling people to be on the lookout for him. He was deemed armed with a rifle and very dangerous, and this was something that they were following up on, a post saying that that's how they found him. There was a post saying he'd been located, and they went to find a woman dead in the driveway. When they went into the house, they found two more bodies, a woman and a child. Two of the victims were the wife and child of a double-A pitcher in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. And Bernard is the brother of Blake Bivens' wife. So this whole thing is horrific. It is a nightmare. And then just even in capturing him, that is crazy, as the Virginia police, sort it out. So not everything was about the wacky and crazy sad things, either the plane crash or capturing the naked alleged murderer. Also, I got one here from Joseph. I know you were following Varsity Blues. I remember you talking a lot about it, how crazy and nutty and insane those very wealthy people were to not realize what they were doing when they were getting their kids into college on supposed scholarships for athletics that they never played in. But did you see that the one actress and her husband gave money to some nonprofit that made donations to universities that was legal? I wonder if they were trying to offset what else they were doing. Well, here's what the story is. The story is that she was in court, Lori Loughlin, her name is, and they supposedly did make these legitimate donations to universities, what they're trying to say. So the lawyer representing them, this is probably going to be their argument, and they both were in court, by the way, saying that this is what they believe, legitimate donations to universities. They didn't pay bribes to get their daughters into the University of Southern California. And the lawyer said there's zero evidence that, you know, that the checks that his clients wrote were to USC and the Key Worldwide Foundations, which he said gave legitimate donations to schools across the country, and that they are very united in this. You know what? It's going to be up to the jury to decide, or a judge to decide what's what here. Because either they're going to be made an example of, have the book, so to speak, thrown at them, or it's not going to go anywhere. But I would be so stunned if it didn't go anywhere. I mean, prosecutors are saying that they're part of this whole sham to take payments from wealthy parents because they were wanting their kids to get into the college. So if they had to bribe some college coaches, whatever they had to do, or cheat on exams, that's what happened. Fascinating. Fascinating and depressing at the same time. This one's from Lincoln, who is listening to us in Portland. Kate, I will have you know that I've been paying very close attention to China and the tariffs, and I appreciate you doing the same thing. I think that the higher tariffs will raise the prices of a lot of Chinese goods, frankly. And I think the trade war just continues to escalate until somebody really puts the brake. But it's going to get pretty high up there. Well, yeah, they're saying on September 1st, a tariff on $300 billion in Chinese imports that was supposed to be 10% instead will be 15%. So that's school supplies, sporting goods, and some clothing. So let this be a lesson, or not a lesson, just let this be your fair warning. If you need school supplies or you need something like sporting goods, go get it. Go get it now. I mean, cell phones, of course, footwear, that's all going to be pushed to the middle of December. And do we know exactly what will happen? I mean, the September tariffs, the 15%, it'll affect Irish, Scotch whiskeys, liqueurs, brandy, vodka, tequila, diapers, infant formula, high chairs, baby clothes. It'll affect meats and dairy, sausage, milk, cream, yogurt. I could go on. It'll affect tomatoes, lettuce, pumpkins, avocados. So it's going to affect us all. Of all the things I mentioned, I didn't mention everything. I'd be hard-pressed to believe that you aren't affected by something that will be pinched. And then as it goes up and up and up and up, and of course, that will affect even more people. Coming up, we're going to go back into the man cave and talk about a couple of things, including Antonio Brown telling Roethlisberger to keep his lips shut. Ooh. And a kid named Coco winning a big match at the U.S. Open in the debut. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Guahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Guahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Guahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave.
All right, we get it. We're back in the man cave. I'm right on the road. We're in our mini studios, so to speak. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the man cave. What's going on is people are talking about the NFL because it's almost here. Whether you just root for a team, you play fantasy football, it's a distraction, whatever it is. There's some interesting stories, including Carly Lloyd, a soccer player, who is being seriously groomed as a potential contender for a gig kicking in the NFL. Can you imagine if that really happened? So what happened was Carly Lloyd hit a 55-yard field goal at the Philadelphia Eagles-Baltimore Ravens practice last week, and that started enough conversation saying that the soccer star should think about exploring kicking. That would be a huge story. I don't know that that's going to happen in 2019. If she pursues football, then you could really forget the whole training for soccer, and I think that would doesn't make sense to me. Although, there is a lot of interest, and there are two NFL teams that have expressed serious interest in her. and they are having a few discussions. And I watched the kick. I mean, it was a great kick, 55 yards. Boy, oh boy, I don't know. What do you think? Female soccer star? She's got the moxie and the foot. 37. World Cup ball winner, two-time World Cup winner, two-time Olympic gold medalist, one of the all-time leading scorers for the U.S., with almost a maniacal approach to training and attention to detail, they say. So that part would be really, really good. But she said, I don't want to go in there blindly. I want to actually attempt to do it. I think I could do it. I can do it if I put my mind to it. But looking at techniques and all of that, and that, what would that mean for her soccer future? Because she's talked about wanting to play through the 2020 Olympics. And then you figure if she does do that and makes that decision, really, is she going to be available and willing and whatnot to try out for the NFL? It would be a real breakthrough if she made a team. And if she can kick, she can kick, right? Does anybody care if there's a woman kicker on a team? If they're good, especially you look at kickers, but that's the thing. Kickers can easily be moved and traded and everything else. I mean, I don't know. She might be... Sounds like she's kind of serious about this whole tryout thing. So that may happen. Wow. Times have changed, my friends. I read a story about DeSean Jackson, who broke his ring finger during practice on Tuesday. They think the injury shouldn't prevent him from playing week one against his former team, the Washington Redskins. DeSean Jackson, now an Eagles wide receiver, but he has to go to a hand specialist for a second opinion. Does he need a splint? Or what? I mean, he's been at every practice. He's made a highlight play. His teammates are praising him. I don't think it'd be great to start the season without him at all. For the Eagles, I think they'd be a little off balance, just a little, right? How much money do you get to play hoop? A lot. How about the Nets? The Nets guard Caris LeVert agreed to a three-year $52.5 million contract extension. He's 25 years old. No better feeling than that, I would say. So 2021, he'll get $16.2 million. Then it bumps up to $17.5 million, then $18.8 million. He did miss 42 games with a dislocated right ankle last season. They know that he's got this amazing potential, and they're tying up some money in him. Is it a smart move? I'm going to say yeah. Sure, I'm going to say it's a good move, if they can afford it. The owners have a hard time getting around me playing or crying foul, because I don't think so. This is a lot of money. Kansas City Royals owner David Glass, I know there's people listening that are Royals fans, as we sit here in the man cave. Are you enjoying that cigar? The Macanudo? So David Glass is negotiating to sell the team to a local businessman, John Sherman, for more than $1 billion. The deal, if it's finalized, would transfer ownership to a group led by Sherman, who's a minority owner of the Cleveland Indians. So he would divest himself of his shares of the Indians to buy the Royals from David Glass, who bought the team in 2000 for $96 million. The valuation of baseball franchises has skyrocketed lately. You think of Bruce Sherman, who bought the Miami Marlins for $1.2 billion. Glass, by the way, is the former CEO of Walmart. His son Dan serves as the team president. David Glass got a lot of criticism for his lack of spending until the Royals' ascent 5 years ago. So the sale could happen around the same time the franchise locks into a new local television deal with Fox Sports that could pay the team around $50 million a year for a decade plus. If it helps the team and they want to transfer the ownership, I don't see any problem with it. I mean, he's an energy entrepreneur. He bought a piece of the Indians from the owner there, Dolan, in 2016. He's increased his investment, but he would need to sell it because of the rules that they have. So whoever first reported it and people were poo-pooing it, you know, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And somebody knew something, a little something-something, and that's how they could nail down that story. Coming up, college football. Boy, we don't have to wait too long for that. The usual suspects are at the top of the list. We've talked about that before. But now it's about transfers and availability and really the coaching carousel. Who's on the coaching carousel for a team that should be better? Woulda, shoulda, couldas don't really wash in college football. In fact, they work against you. It's the opposite. There's so many big powerhouse teams, too, that are trying to bounce back from where they were. I mean, seriously. And here we are with, you know, college football already up and rolling. Week one, we saw over Saturday a pretty decent game. Florida Gators beating Miami 24-21. Felipe Franks, 250 yards rushing and a couple of TDs. And then on Thursday, there's some huge games. Clemson, number one, of course, comes out of the gate against Georgia Tech. Never predictable. And then BYU plays Utah. That's the night capper game in between Texas State and Texas A&M. And leading off, Florida A&M and UCF. Oh, it's definitely full on back. So conversations turn toward ranking players, who's going to do what, and what we don't like about the system, what we would change about the system. There's a lot of speculating. That's a good way to put it. There's a lot of speculating going on. The music means I must step off the stage, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.